interest in all of the material topics of this world, and he's interested in Vidya Dhyan. Then at that time, he has some qualifications for a teacher.
But we see that nowadays, you are not accepting this. Anyone who is rich, very beautiful, or he has come in an aristocratic family, he is so much learned. Oh, come on, come on. We sent any messenger, representative, anyhow, by crook or hook and crook, take this person to make devotees, because in future he can help us so much, in so many ways. But this is not okay. In Srimad Bhagavatam, tasmad gurum prapaddet jigyasu same uttamam, same thing. Those who want, though who has realized that worldly life is not good, to come across birth and death, sorrow and suffering, to realize Krishna thing, we should search any good guru, and this is the process, and he is telling. But sometimes we overlook, and that is why the devotees, those who have not interest in these things, they fell down. Even taking renounce order, no firm belief in all these things. So those who have given up worldly desires and all these things, and they want to develop their Krishna prem or not Krishna prem, how we can be happy in this world and that world? How we can realize this Atma and Paramatma? So, anyone is qualified to have initiation. Next, go on.
When one is actually initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and when he seriously engages in the service of the Lord, he should be accepted as a Madhyama Adhikari.
Go on.
The chanting of the holy names of Krishna is so sublime.
Sublime means?
Wonderful, high.
Wonderful.
That if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, carefully avoiding the ten offenses, he can certainly be gradually elevated to the point of understanding that there is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself.
He will realize this. We should try to realize. We are conditioned. So how we can realize? We can realize. The spirit to serve Krishna, from where it comes? From where? By the grace of Krishna. Guru comes to us. We cannot go to Guru. We cannot go. So, this spirit comes from Krishna in the heart of Gurudev and then to us. So, Krishna is merciful. We see that so much labor for maintaining life a person has to do. From morning to night, also in night, and there are so many problems. For devotees, Haridas Thakur always chanting 3 lakhs Hari name. No problem at all. All used to give him delicious foods, but he takes very little. So much cloth. Never he takes anything. So many tasteful things. Never he takes. He never looks after. So, we think that there is mercy of Krishna. We are chanting name, and whole world is keeping his head on the his head on that my lotus feet. Why? A devotee thinks, it is not due to my any ability, but I am taking Hari name, and so all are serving me. Have so much faith on me. Whole world is coming. Why? Swamiji, realize this, that whole world is coming. In a very little time, he preached for whole world. How he preached? Krishna did it. So name and name is same thing. Sometimes the mercy of name is more superior than naming. So a devotee, when becomes Madhyamadhikari, he realizes something, little. But as he gradually goes up, he will realize it. So much. Like Haridas Thakur, he was never, or Maharaj Durvasa Rishivala Maharaj, he was staying like this. No, not care for death. Death was there, but he was never cared. Only he was worried for Durvasa, not for himself. And Durvasa, when he saw that death is coming, Chakra Sudarshan is coming, following him, and he fled. But he don't knew this fact that this Chakra Sudarshan is everywhere. Where I will go, he will follow. Everywhere he is. He cannot protect himself. Ambarish Maharaj knew this fact. Nam and Nami. So a devotee will realize, then he will not fall down. Always he will stay in chanting name. He will realize, pade pade, kiyache, cheto darpana marjanam bhav maha davagni nirvapanam sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyabhudhi jivanam anandam budhi bardhanam punartashvatanam. He will realize the mercy of Krishna. And you will see that Nam is himself is divine Krishna. He will play with that name. He will see all the pastimes in him. Everything. Purunamrita Swadhanam. He will realize all these things. Then go on.
One who has reached such an understanding.
You should all realize this fact. If you are Kanishtha Adhikari, no harm. According to your faith, you should realize something. That he is always protecting this Nam, giving inspiration. So Gurudeva has given me Krishna himself. And if he is Madhyam Adhikari, seeing so many things. And Uttam Adhikari is saying that Krishna is playing, name is playing, everything is there. Whole Braj is in Nam, all kinds of rush in Nam, all kinds of power in Nam. Nam Namakari Bhaudha Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrar Pitaniyamata Smaraninaka Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrisham Miha Januna. And so beautiful, marvelous name, himself Krishna, having all the qualities, and even I'm so wretched that I have no testing. So try to weep with tears, holding hands, and then you will realize. These are the symptoms, process of taking Harinam.
One who has reached such an understanding should be very much respected by neophyte devotees. One should know for certain that without chanting the holy name of the Lord offensively, one cannot be a proper candidate for advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Swamiji has always encouraged to be advanced. That is, he has told in the one should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari. So he is telling Puna puna.
Again and again.
Again and again. Don't be in one state. Try to advance. Don't think that Krishna will come. We are the head of the cows assembly, supporting, milking, and serving cows. Only this service will take us to Golok Vrindavan, the highest affection of Radha and Krishna. It can make some platform, that is Sukriti, impression. In gathering this, he will have to associate, and after associate, he will take initiation from group, authorized group, and after that he will practice, and all kinds of nuts will go, and then Nishtha will come, then Ruchi will come, Asakti will come, gradually he will develop. But by serving a very bona fide rasik tattagya bhavuk bhakta like Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanand, at once asakti will come or ruchi will come with greed, and it will be due to past impressions, being in the association of very rasik Vaishnava advance, then he will not take any ordinary guru. Like guru, he will select who is the rasik, who is in our line of Rupa Goswami. He will think, he will not accept blindly anyone. He will think and hear sometimes, and then he will be convinced, then he will associate with him. Their associating is everything. Shiksha guru like, he may take initiation, not even, you know. Who was the guru of Sarup Damodar? Who was? He was a Mayavadi Brahmachari. Went in Kashi, but he was not Mayavadi Brahmachari. He was the associate of Bal Gaur, Gaurachandra. From naked stage, he was friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was inhabitant of Navadvipa. Very bosom friend of Gaurachandra. He only played a role of that he has gone to Varanasi, Kashi, and he has taken initiation from Mayavadi sannyasis, but he was not Mayavadi. We'll have to read all his characters, and then we should decide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Mayavadi sannyasi, even he has taken sannyas from Kesava Bharati. He was renowned, very well-known sannyasi of Mayavad, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not Mayavadi. So we will have to consider in all ways. Then,
in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:69, it is said, Jahara Kamala Shraga Sekanista Dan Krame Krame Teho Bhaktaram
Bautam. We have explained this. Only one stanza you should read. 54, from beginning.
Western countries, people in Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beats. Therefore, the minimum number.
Why he has told that you should chant only 16? Why he is giving argument something? So what he is telling?
The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16.
No, again.
The people in Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beats.
But they can do 2 hours worshipping, 3 hours. Nothing to meditate or anything, concentrate. So they can go on the space, jumping, singing, dancing very loudly, very affectionately, as a fashion they can go. No harm. 24 hours they can go. But then you will tell that this sit down. No? Like the straight and chantari. Don't see anywhere. See everywhere Krishna. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They will tell only 10 minutes after they will see. They are bound to see like that. And if 20 minutes, that, oh, like, and they will stand up and they will walk something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you are there saying, oh, come on, come on, come on. How are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not the process. So he is telling, why he has told? They are busy, very busy, 14 busy, making so many things, making money, making all these things. They are busy. They are making bombs to destroy whole world in a second. They are so much busy. So they are busy.
Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names.
100,000 rounds. Then
he is considered fallen.
Yes. Krishna did not take any offering. He will not take. So we said, to qualified names, oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. Where is my beloved Krishna? Where is Nanda Nanda? Where is Yashoda Nanda? Where is Radha Ramana? And weeping, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Seeing Krishna somewhere in bushes and at once runs to catch hold of Krishna. But Krishna is so naughty. He goes, not this. He goes 1-2 feet behind and sometimes here and there. And when he comes so nearer, then he disappears. And he fails lots of the earth rolling down. Oh Krishna, very, very, very good. In this way, and Krishna will certainly come. This is the process he has told.
According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying...
Because apparently after some days we see that he has fallen. He has left Harinam. He has left all these things, activities, and involved in all these things. Someone who has what? Tolerance, they will never give up. Grace will develop. They will do 16, after that 32, after that 45, 48, after that 64. They will not be satisfied by this. They will try to chant 2 lakhs, after 3 lakhs. After that, very pure name, Shuddha name. This is the process of doing it. So he is telling.
But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen.
The thing is that he realizes our position. So he has given some concession to us, especially to Western devotees, because they are so engaged in worldly things. So he has given a trap means jal, lovely trap, that if you will chant 16 rounds even, you will go to. You will be happy here and there, everywhere. It is like a trap world. After that, he will have himself some taste and nothing to tell anything. He will gradually develop. And even he is completing 3 lakhs, he will not be satisfied. Oh, there is no Krishna. Always weeping, lamenting, and praying. Nainangaladashudharaya badanangadagadaruddhaya girya Ulikarinikitang bapuhakada tamanamagrahane kadabhavishya. And he can tell like that. Nangandhosti darapi meharau krandamishau bhagyavaram prakasitam vansi vilashyananavalokanam vina vibhatmajat pran patangaka. Oh, I have not a little smell of prem. Fishes, those who are taken out of water, at once they die without water. So I am not seeing my beloved Krishna, and still I am alive. Dhikmam, dhikmam, five hundred. That day, go on chanting and remember. Gaur Pramana. Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the